Hello.
Yeah, Jeffrey Hill there, please.
Yes, this is Jeff.
Hi, it's Julie Gunther. You called me yesterday and just returning your call.
Oh, yeah, thanks for calling me back. I was just wondering if you could, I just had a quick question for you. I was going through the internet and I saw your pictures from 9/11.
Ah, okay, yep.
And I was just wondering, did you just have those three pictures that I seen, or did you have more of them?
I'm just curious, what's your background? Are you looking to buy them, or you're just, like, curious?
Yeah, well, I'm just, I guess I'm just a curious person.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole sequence, you know, but the ones that are more published are probably, you know, the ones. I had two on the plane, and then, Seven
frame
series.
Yeah, and like, are you? So you sell them if people wanted them, or?
Right. I don't really. I mean, I try to be protective of it, and I don't really sell them. I don't know. It's kind of creepy to me, so I just kind of keep them in my little lockbox, and one day I'm going to donate it to a museum, you know, like a picture museum or something.
Mm-hmm. I was also wondering too. Do you remember, like when you were looking and you seen the plane? Like, how far out did you see the plane coming in?
Pretty much over the Statue of Liberty. So.
Yeah, and do you remember how it came in at all, or?
Yeah, very vivid. But I gotta say, I'm not too comfortable sharing my story with someone who found me on the internet. So no offense or anything, but. You know, there's a lot of crazy Google people out there who say the event never happened and all that kind of crazy stuff. So, yeah, it was an amazing day. You know, did my part, taking my picture, and, you know.
Like, could you at least tell me, like, did it look like it came straight in, or? Or did it kind of appear out of nowhere kind of deal, or?
I mean, I saw it as soon as it came into view and followed it in, so, yeah, it's crazy.
Were you using just like a normal photo camera, or was it like a video camera?
Film.
Yeah.
35mm camera, yep. So, people who say it wasn't real and if it's all digital, I wasn't even shooting digitally, so I have the negatives to prove it, so, yeah.
And did you see another plane around at the time that second plane was coming in?
No.
Because in a lot of videos, it shows some other, like a white plane, almost like shadowing that plane. You could see it in a lot of videos. You don't remember seeing a third plane anywhere at the time?
No.
Not at all, right?
No.
So you are aware of all the controversy on the internet that people are saying, like, we weren't told the truth about 9/11 and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah, I've heard all of it, yep, and I'm telling you, I was there, I shot the picture, it really happened, and, yeah.
Like, were you around when the
people?
Building...
Hmm? Are you one of those people? You want to just come claim with me, or...
Yeah, well, I don't I totally don't believe the official story. Like, I'm sure anybody that looks into it for 5 seconds would know we've been lied to about it.
But what do you think isn't real about it?
Well, like, when the buildings explode, say, they just turn to dust in 10 seconds. Like, they're just, they're vaporized. Like, I mean...
Do you think there wasn't a plane?
Well, I think the videos that we see of the plane are showing an impossible collision between a steel building and an aluminum plane. Like, when you see the videos of the plane going into the building... It just, like, melds into the building like it's not even there. So there's something wrong with the videos.
So what did I see with my eyes and my camera then? What did I see?
Well,
did I see a movie?
No. No, like, people aren't saying it didn't happen. It's just like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, have you ever heard of a guy named Park Forman?
Well, I don't, I'm just curious what you're suggesting happened if the plane didn't fly into a building.
Well, something made that hole, but I mean, the laws of physics, like, were defied that day when you see the video of the plane going into the building. Like, I see you got, yours is from the side. But there's a few videos that show the plane going in, you know, going in. The wings don't break or anything. The plane doesn't crumple. There's no deceleration of the plane. It just, like, disappears into the building as if it wasn't there.
That's there's like, never in history it's been an event like that, so nobody could really say what happened, but tell you, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I was
asking... Your theories are, you know, not exactly very productive or respectful of the event that happened that day, and with people who lost all their lives.
Well, I mean, I think out of respect, a lot of people are trying to find out the truth about it for the respect of the
people. Because we were attacked that day. That's the truth. A lot of people lost their lives in a very traumatic event for those of us who witnessed it and experienced it. Were you there? Did you witness it? Did you experience it?
Well, that has no relevance to the fact
that... It has relevance. I saw it with my eyes. And you are on the internet, and you're playing around, and you're spreading lies. And you should be ashamed of yourself. Goodbye.
Hello?